Welcome back. It's Happy New Year. Happy 2024. Here we are going into the section about power, and we are going to define the meaning of power, and we are also going to define the meaning of riches. So power is a word that the minute you say it, it has so much power. So I want you to put your hands on your waist. I want you to stand up in powerful pose. So both hands on the side of your waist, and you look straight forward. And if you have a mirror in front of you, that's even better. And look in that mirror and say, I am powerful. I am powerful. I am powerful. And now we're going to do it one more time. This time you're going to take your hand and you're going to just pat your heart and confirm, I am powerful. I am powerful. Done. Now you try it. And keep doing that and keep playing that. That is like your confirmation. Yes, you are powerful. So we also need to make sure our minds are powered up. So power is an essential for success in the accumulation of wealth. So power may be defined as an organized and intelligently directed knowledge. Power, as the term here is used, refers to organized effort sufficient to enable an individual to transmute desire into monetary equivalence. So organized effort is produced through the coordination of effort of two or more people who work towards definite end in a spirit of harmony. Power is required in the accumulation of money. Power is necessary for the intention of money after it has been accumulated. So you see, power does never ends. Power doesn't stop just from thinking about it and believing about it, but it also in the process of receiving it. So the flow of it coming towards you, and then in accumulating or even in spending it, there's a power to all of that. So we must understand the energy and the power that comes with wealth. So they quote it as one that takes the nature and habits and the power of thought with whom they associate in a spirit of sympathy and harmony. So when you're thinking about wealth and you're putting together this plan and taking the action necessary, you want to make sure that you are also keeping your mind's eye open to the power to that money and acknowledging that power of money. So if I'm receiving, if flow is coming to me, then I'm acknowledging it. I'm like, thank you. Thank you, abundance. Thank you, money. Thank you for the accumulation of wealth. Thank you. And then I'm going to acknowledge myself. I am power. I am money. I am wealth. I'm abundance. So there is that form of energy. Now, when we talk about riches, so basically, riches is also the same thing as power. It's how we believe and how we energetically acknowledge and live through all of these things. So some people might have a disbelief about riches. There might be a subliminal hidden seed within us that says, oh, riches, and you know, that's not for me, or whatever, something along those lines. But we are all rich, loving beings. We are here to enjoy riches. We are here to enjoy love. We are here to spread love. We are here to spread riches. We are here to have the best experiences in this world. And so we need to take that and remember, we are whatever we touch, we become. So it is a part of us because everything is energy. So in the 10 mind stimuli, the human mind responds to stimuli through, which is made of keyed up to high rates of vibrations known as enthusiasm, creativity, imagination, intensity, desire. So those stimuli, which are the mind response most freely, are the desire for sexual expression, love, a burning desire for fame, power, financial gain, money, music, friendship, a mastermind alliance based upon the harmony of two or more people who ally themselves through spiritual or temporal advancements, mutual suffering, such as experienced by people who are persecuted, auto-suggestion, fear, and narcotics and alcohol. So the desire for this
comes at the head of the line of the stimuli, which most effectively step up the vibration of the mind. And then it starts like a wheel, like a wheel in physical action. So a wheel in motion. Eight of these stimuli are natural and constructive. Two of them are destructive. So from the study, really, what's readily seen is in the emotion of, let's use sex as an example. By great odds, the most intense and most powerful of all the mind stimuli. The comparison is necessary, as the reason why we're talking about this is because the statement of the transmutation may lift one to a state of a genius. So just working on those stimuli can impact our energies and our energy cycles, basically, is what it's basically trying to say. So you know, what you need to figure out for yourself is, what are my three most powerful stimuli? What gets me into my creative edge? What makes my emotions drive to lead me to action, to do whatever I need to create, to become into that creative imagination where I desire, let's say, you know, 5-star luxuries or 5-star restaurants and all of those things to get to that point. So it's bringing out our creative juices. So riches is associated to bringing in stimuli. So we have to figure out what emotions trigger that stimuli that gets us going. It's almost like getting to the Y factor. So, and it all comes through your own being, your own infinite being. And I hope that makes sense. I know this is a lot to take in. I mean, the best thing that you can do for yourself is just take a moment and breathe in, inhale, and exhale, and just think about yourself and really think about, I am magnetism. How do I increase my magnetism? And that could be in a number of ways. That could be through, so everything we do, our body is connected, right? Our body always is indicating signs of go, yay, nay, stop, go. Or anything else. If I don't feel comfortable, your body will feel it. You will feel it. So touch is a very important stimuli. So a handshake, the touch of a hand indicates instantly the presence of magnetism or the lack of it. The tone of your voice, your magnetism or your energy factors are all through your tone of voice. It could be made, it could be musically and charming, it could be dismay. Your posture and how you carry your body. So this, your body is a vessel. You have to take so much love and care with it. So do you move with grace and ease? And then the vibrations of thoughts. Do you have a mix of emotions, or are you running high? Are you able to influence all those around you? Are you sending out that loving and energy where that vibration is to connect with so many others? And then, or there's the body adornment. So they could be your personal appearance. How do you look? Are you looking your best self when you step into the world? Whatever that looks like to you, because that is also another stimuli. So these are all leading to the road of genius, and it's just just a matter of putting in the time and energy to really evaluate yourself and to really get past that to creating the person that you are. So I want you to take a journal and write down, who am I becoming? And just go wild. And then right after that, write, who am I? And I want you to listen to this a couple times so that you think about, from your handshake, you think about your appearance, you think about your tone of voice, you think about your magnetism levels. We are bringing in magnetism in every form and levels. We're bringing in power, we're bringing in riches and magnetism. So repeat after me, I am power, I am love, I am magnetism. I am riches. I am wealth. Again, I am power. I am love. I am riches. I am magnetism. And repeat that as many times as you need to. Do it in front of the mirror as many times as you need to. And believe me, you are going to feel 10 times better. Next week, I'm going to share with you a really cool technique. It's from one of my really cool spiritual masters. And she talked very heavily on this. And it is so powerful. I do it every single day. And I want you to be able to look at your soul and do the same thing. So stay tuned for that. Otherwise, from my heart to yours, love and light. So be well. Happy 2024. Much love.